That's right. It's time for This Day in History, where we look back, we sift through the sands of time, we leaf through the history books, we find out a little bit about what's going on today's day. Today, of course, being January 27th. What's going on this day in history? On this day in the year 1606, the trial of Guy Fawkes and his co-conspirators in the Gunpowder Plot began. Now, you might remember Guy Fawkes for his starring role in the film V for Vendetta. The mask of his face in that film inspiring countless legions of anonymous members. Remember the 5th of November when the plot was attempted, but his trial did begin on today's day, January 27th, ending with the execution of Guy Fawkes and his conspirators on January 31st. In 1825, the US Congress approved Indian Territory in what is present-day Oklahoma, clearing the way for the forced relocation of the Eastern Indians on the infamous Trail of Tears. In 1880, Thomas Edison, on January 27, received the patent for the incandescent lamp. Where would we be without the invention of the incandescent lamp or light bulb? I'd be sitting here broadcasting to you in the dark, maybe by candlelight. I think we'd all be lost. In 1944, after 900 days, the siege of Leningrad as part of World War II was lifted on today's date, January 27th. In 1967, the United States, United Kingdom, and the Soviet Union signed the Outer Space Treaty in Washington, D.C., banning the deployment of nuclear weapons in space and limiting the use of the moon and other celestial bodies to peaceful purposes. So we weren't about to reenact Star Wars. They did sign the treaty, banning them from using nuclear weapons and committing warfare on the moon on today's day, January 27th, in 1967. In 1973, the Paris Peace Accords officially ended the Vietnam War. Colonel William Nold was killed in action, becoming the Vietnam conflict's very last American combat casualty. In 1974, the Brisbane River on January 27th breached its banks, causing the largest flood to affect the city of Brisbane in the 20th century. And finally, in 1984, Michael Jackson, pop singer Michael Jackson, on today's date, suffered second-degree burns to his scalp during the filming of a Pepsi commercial in the Shrine Auditorium. You might have seen the footage of that one. I think it's been reenacted in a few comedies. Poor old Michael Jackson caught on fire during the filming of that commercial on today's date, January 27th in 1984. And as per normal, you do have some famous birthdays today. The composer Mozart, Rock Me Amadeus, born on this day in 1756. Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland, born in 1832. Happy birthday, Lewis. The very funny Patton Oswalt, he's a comedian. He's turning 47 today. John Witherspoon, 74. Mimi Rogers, 60. Bridget Fonda, she's turning 52. Happy birthday, Bridget. And a few musical artists. Mark Owen, the lead singer of pop group Take That, as well as a very popular solo artist. He's 44 today. Mike Patton, the lead singer of Faith No More. He's 48. But we are hearing a little bit of this one. That track, of course, by Pink Floyd, Learning to Fly. That one going out to Nick Mason, the drummer for Pink Floyd. He's turning 72 today. Mason is the only Pink Floyd member to be featured on every single one of their albums. Their only constant member since 1965. So taking us out on this day in history, this is a personal favourite of mine, as I say, Learning to Fly from Pink Floyd. You're on 2SER 107.3.